This man, some say, was 11 to 15 foot tall. Goliath was 9 foot tall. Possibly the biggest man David had ever faced in his life. 11 to 15 foot tall. 43 years later, a 60-year-old man.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going here?
Oh, yes.
The other giant.
Jesus.
He's another giant coming our way.
Come on now.
I feel the Holy Ghost right here to help. I'm saying, I'm preaching to you tonight. There's somebody in here going to tell you, I'm preaching to you tonight.
Come on, brother James.
11 foot tall, 15 foot tall, somewhere in that region. David no doubt thought, I'll never face anything like Goliath.
Woo!
But so help me, here he is. He ain't in the prime of his life.
Come on.
Right. He's not a young man. He's an older man. And now he's fighting the biggest battle he ever faced in his life.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this evening, you hear me, there's another giant that we're going to fight.
Come on.
And it's going to be bigger than the one we fought before.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Brother Tommy, I went through the hospital. I got sick. I had kidney failure about three times, four times. I thought, man, that's it, buddy. I thought that's the biggest thing I ever going to face. Stayed in the hospital for days and weeks, and it become a routine just about having my own coffee cup down there. Stayed there all the time, seemed like a kidney failure.
Yeah.
And I thought, buddy, that was my Goliath.
Yeah.
That was my Goliath.
Yes, it was.
I said, God brought me through it. God helped me win that battle.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was my Goliath.
Right.
Sister, I felt like that was what the Lord had brought me through. I fought that devil, and I fought him, and I beat him by the grace of God. And I got up, I went to church. I've been in the hospital before. God went to church, sister, and I got up one night, and I preached on the night seasons.
Yep.
Well, my wife said, you better never preach it again. If you preach it, you're going to go through it. They think we get up here and say things.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You preach it, you're either living or you're getting ready to live it.
Come on now.
Every time.
I preach that on a Sunday and on a Wednesday, it's fighting for my life. I defeated Goliath many times. But I'm telling you what, I was facing this tonight.
Come on.
I said God brought me through Goliath many times.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I was fighting this tonight. I was fighting the biggest giant of my life. Oh my God, I wasn't young as I was. I thought I was taking life by the horns. But I began to fall, go out, and I was fighting the other giants. You may be here this evening. You may think that you're fought Goliath and you've defeated him. But I'm telling you, you may be fighting the biggest battle of your life. But I'm telling you this evening, the same God that brought Jamie Neese through Goliath is the same God that brought me through Ishmael. Hey, he was bigger than Goliath. It's bigger than anything you ever battled. It's the biggest battle of your life. I'm telling you, God will bring you through it. I said, don't be afraid. Your God will bring you through Israel the way he brought you through the line.
Hallelujah.
It's the other giant. It's the next battle. I come. Don't be afraid of it. It may be bigger. It may be worse. But I'm telling you, God will bring you out.
Amen.
Praise God.
You're right.
How do you know that? I'm going to tell you how I know it. I read right here this mighty giant, David, at the age of 60. He went out to fight him. And here's what the Bible said. The Bible tells us, sir, of Ishbanob's weapon. The Bible said that he girded himself with a new sword.
Woo.
Here he comes.
Yeah. He's ready to clean house with him.
He come ready to fight. I tell you, the devil come ready to fight you this evening.
That's right.
Go on down.
He had a new weapon. He had a new sword.
Jesus.
Oh. I'm going to tell you what my Bible says.
Holy God.
Hey, God, my Bible tells me right here in Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper. Bring your new sword. Bring that new thing, devil. weapon. But I'm telling you, the devil's tried his new weapons. He's dropped a new sword. He's come to battle ready to fight. But the Bible said, no weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, devil. I'm telling you, you might as well put the sword up. You might as well take it back. I don't care what it is. You will not defeat the saints of God.
Woo! I'm about to stop and shout a while right here, boy. I feel good.
I tell you, the new sword, he brought it out, brought that thing to battle. You imagine this. You know, 2 Corinthians tells me, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to what? To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. I got the devil ever fight you in your mind. I tell you what my Bible said. He said he cast down the imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought up to the obedience of Christ. I tell you what he thought. He thought he was going to kill David.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He thought.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to kill him.
Yeah. He thought he was.
He thought he had him.
Thought he had it.
Please, God help me, Lord.
Holy.
My God, help me get where I'm going to do here. I'll tell you though, but you know what David did? David never did forsake his obligations when he went to fight.
Right.
He never let that giant overshadow what he was called to do. He was a shepherd. And I read in the 20th verse of 1 Samuel where he first took his sheep.
Yeah.
And he left them to be tended. So what we do sometimes is we get so eager to go fight the battle that we forget what we should be doing in the first place.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Brother Jamie.
Thank you, Lord.
That's true. We forget what we should be doing. When we go fight, we let the battle consume us. We let it consume us to where we forget that what we are is royalty and children of God. And we got an obligation to the Master. He thought he would kill David. He thought he would take David out. But I'm telling you, can you imagine the desire that this man had to take the life of David? He'd been waiting 43 years to kill this man. He'd been waiting a long time to get his hands upon the David. And now here he is. David's an older man, and he has 60-year-old. Here is this Benob here with this new weapon, and he thinks he's got something to kill him with. I tell you, he probably had a fire in his eyes. He probably had a greater desire than he ever had to kill God's man. Ain't that the way the devil does? He comes at us with fire in his eyes, thinking he's got something else. I'm going to tell you what he also did. Out of all the people, no doubt he'd been a warrior since his youth. It's been all had. But for some reason, this sword made him feel like he was in power.
Woo!
I don't know if he had anything else through the years, but for some reason, this weapon he had made him think he was something big. I think the devil likes to make us think he's something big, don't he?
Yes, he does.
I hate him. You hate the devil. Say amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll take stuff. He'll take sickness. He'll take mind battles and everything else. And my God, it makes him, I no doubt, think I've got him this time. I've got something this time. I'll tell you what he done, though. He singled out one man out of the thousands in that battle. And that was David.
Yeah.
He wanted to just take out one man out of all the people. That's the way the devil is. He's singling us out.
Come on now.
One by one.
Right.
I want to take you out. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to take you out. Out of everybody in the church.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to take you out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's what he does. He's singling us out. But I'll tell you, I read right here where the Bible said that this mighty man, David, that had done all these things. Everybody knows we're just human.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
David had done mighty things. But the Bible said that David waxed faint.
Come on, buddy. Breathe.
Anybody in here faint? Anybody in here feel like the battle may have you wore down?
Come on now.
I'll raise my hand. I battle this sickness every day. Sometimes I feel like I'm just worn out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
I never preached a message one time, Brother Tommy, from July to December, but it about killed me. I preached past appreciation. I won't let the devil outdo me. I felt like it's God's will. And every time I'd had two tubes in, it took one tube out. And every time I try to get with it and preach, I can't just stand here and talk. I'm sorry, I just can't. And every time I'd preach and I'd get going, that tube would go I'd feel it sucking in out of my gut. You know? And I'd lay over like this, preach like a feeling go every time I'd have it. I thought, God, I'm thankful I've been about that long. Where are they coming out? I'll pass out, you know. I can't stand that stuff no ways. We end up breaking the stitches off of it. But you know what? I kept right on preaching. I ain't gonna let him do me. I ain't gonna let the devil outdo me. Are you? Are you gonna let the devil outdo you? Are you gonna let him bring a new weapon to this battle you're in and outdo you? I'm telling you, God's people is not quitters.
Come on, man.
I said, God's people don't quit when times get hard. Praise God. I'm telling you, here he is, he waxed faint. I know none of us get faint. We're all superhumans. Here he is. He waxed faint. I'm going to tell somebody in this building, you may feel like you've killed Goliath and you've won battles. And you may be fighting the toughest giants you ever faced. I'm going to tell you this evening, David waxed faint. But I'll drop down to the 17th verse. The Bible said, but Abishai. Who's Abishai? Tell you who he was. He was David's nephew. Huh? David was an older man. He was down, he was out.
Right.
And I'm telling you, if this man by the name of Abishai had not come to his rescue, David could have possibly been dead right there.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
You hear me? We're going to get down and out, Brother Chuck, sometimes.
You got to have somebody.
But I'm going to tell you this evening, under the authority of the Holy Ghost, tell somebody here that the Lord is sending you an Abishai.
Thank God.
Woo!
Yes.
I tell you this evening, you may be down and you might be out, but God's fixing to send you an Abishai.
Yeah.
Praise God. I said, God's going to send you somebody to get your back. I God, you may feel like that you can't fight, that out of nowhere, David was waxing faint. Here come a man. The Bible said that he succored him. What does that mean? He came to his aid.
Yeah.
Hi.
On down. Well, Tommy, thank God for people that prayed for me when I was fighting my biggest giant.
Come on.
Thank God for somebody that had me on their mind. Woo! I'm telling you, if they had prayed for me since the mission, I don't believe I'd pull out of it. I'll tell the good shepherd holding his church, thank you for being my Abishai. Thank you for helping me fight my battle when I couldn't make it on my own. Thank God. He's going to send you an Abishai.
Glory!
I'm fixed to close. She wants to come get us a song. Hey, God, I'm telling you, David, they killed the giants. We read in the song here where the Philistine giants were slain by David's men. And then we go right on down right here. Here's what I feel like doing this evening. This 22nd chapter. 2 Samuel 22, here's what the Bible said. Won't we stand all over the building? So I fixed the clothes. David had waxed faint.
Yep.
But God sent a man to David, and he saved his life.
Thank you, Lord.
Here's what David said. Here's what I feel like. He's some of you have seen fighting everything in you sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're fighting hell in every battle they are.
Come on.
But I'm telling you, God's fixing to send you an Abishai. You hear me?
Yeah.
Here's what David said. Let's read this for me, my friend. Read that third verse right there. This is what David said.
22. The God of my rock.
What? Say it again. Say it loud. Let all hell hear you. Go ahead.
The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield. He is my shield.
Yeah.
And the horn of my salvation.
Yes.
My high tower.
Yes.
And my refuge.
Yes.
My
Come
savior
on,
that yeah. saves me from violence.
Amen.
My rock.
My rock.
Yeah.
In him.
Yeah.
My what?
Trust.
He is my sheep.
Woo! Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it does something for me. So let me see here what else is said. Would you read this Psalm first right here? Right here.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice
yeah.
out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Did enter into
his ears. It entered into his ears.
Great.
It's a man that said he bowed out. Just over here a few verses ago.
Come on now.
But here he said, my voice. He heard my voice. Where from? Out of his temple. Where we at this evening?
Come on now.
We in the temple.
Praise God.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'll drop down here to the 18th verse. Yes, sister. Read that.
He delivered me from my strong enemy.
Say it again.
He delivered me from my strong enemy. And from them that hated me,
yeah.
for they were too strong for me.
Praise God.
Glory.
Yeah.
Glory. One more time. What's from that?
Please
read that, sister.
He delivered me from my strong enemy, and
yeah.
from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me.
Praise.
Too strong for me.
Too strong for me.
But he delivered me. Praise God. He delivered me. But Jason, I'm gonna quit. I can't help it, buddy. I just can't help it.
Great.
Here, read this one. Read that 21st.
He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me.
Brought me to a large place and he delivered me because he delighted in me.
Great.
Right here, read this, sister. Read the 28th and 29th.
That was the God healed me.
And the afflicted people that wilt say, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down.
Listen now.
For thou art my lamp.
My lamp.
O Lord, and thou, the Lord, will lighteth my darkness.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
In the dark times.
Yes.
When we don't know what to do, he's our lamp.
He's my lamp.
This is coming from a man that just about died.
Come on now.
It's coming from a man that was just about on his way out.
Just about out.
He was just about gone.
Thank God.
And God sent an Abishai. I'm telling you, God's got an Abishai for somebody who's built this
thing. Great God.
Yes, God.
Bow down here and I'll fix the clothes one more time. I want you to do so. I want you to read that 30th verse. Right here. Listen.
For by thee I have run through a troop.
Yeah.
And by my God have I leaped over a wall.
Great
God have mercy. Hey, by thee I've run through the truth. And by my God I've leaped over a wall. He goes on to say, God is my strength and my power. And he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. Woo! He setteth me upon a high place. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. Hey, hey, hey. Read that 43rd verse.
I'm going to pick this bell up.
Then, verse 43, then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street and did spread them abroad.
Hey, what did he do? He put them under his foot. I tell you what he did. My God, he into somebody some good to put that devil under your feet. Hey, how long's it been since you stepped on his head? How long's it been since you beat him as small as a dust? You know what that is? That's down to nothing. Hey, John, that's putting it down to nothing. That's what he deserves. You believe that this season? Once you raise your hands and worship him, that's your hey, God, I'm telling you, if you got trouble, if you're fighting the devil, why don't you make your way up here? Why don't you come on up here to the front? I'm telling you what we need to do is sing this. We need a good old-fashioned devil song. Huh? Anybody here need help? Anybody here need help? Why don't you make your way up here? Huh? I tell you what it do. It do you some good, Brother Luke, if you just put him under your feet.
Yep.
Hey, Sean, it do you some good. Put the devil under your feet. Hey, Sean, I'm telling you a secret. We need to put him in his place.